say we get a flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to Dallas Radio's most abrasive, polarizing, over-the-top personality. Here's Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
I'm not bragging, but I've seen a lot of women naked in person.
Really?
Sounds like I am bragging, actually, when I look back at that statement that was not taken out of context. I'm not bragging, but I've seen a lot of women naked in person and was obviously talking about myself. God, I'm great.
Go.
I didn't know this movie existed.
What are you waiting for?
And when I read it about it today, I said to myself, okay, this is completely ridiculous. But it's going to make so much money that there will probably be seven of them. The trailer was released today for a movie that will be released next year. I can only assume it's going to be next summer because it says summer movie written all over it. It is a film entitled The Avengers. Basically, it is every Marvel studio, Marvel comic that...
Superhero.
Based on the comics that they have made a movie out of over the last decade. They're all together. It's like the
Justice League of America.
Yeah, like the Justice League, the old cartoon we used to watch. But all these movies that have made so much money, including but not limited to Iron Man, Thor, Captain America. I'm leaving some out.
The Green Lantern.
Here's all who's in it.
How about Jugman? Is he in there?
The Hulk.
You mean you?
Yeah, what a horrible superpower. What is it?
Yeah,
what does Jugman do?
How does he fight crime?
With implants?
Yeah, with jugs.
How do you do that?
You haven't thought this out at all.
It's still a concept.
This is why you do what you do. This is why you talk on the radio and you're not part of Hollywood, the Hollywood elite. Because yeah. I can only imagine you in one of those high-level production meetings.
What about Jugman?
Anybody have any follow-up on my Jugman idea from last week?
How about a facial? A fire-eating dwarf.
The Avengers...
How about that? Why can't they fit one of those in there?
Shut up. The Avengers will star Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man. Chris Evans as Captain America.
Who's that?
Somebody.
Don't worry about it. Chris Hemsworth as Thor, which, by the way...
By the way...
I don't know if you've heard the voice of Thor. The guy, what he's like British or Irish or one of those crazy ishes.
It's me, Thor.
He has got...
Would you like a shot of Jameson?
He has got the coolest voice. It's like incredibly deep. Kind of like mine, but not really. Actually, it's nothing
like mine. The opposite.
Incredibly smooth.
It's un-me. But, like, I listen to him and I think, you know what? You really could kick ass. None of that. Okay, Chris Hemsworth as Thor, Mark Ruffalo as Bruce Banner, or the
Girls
Hulk.
Girls like him.
The Hulk.
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson as the Black Widow.
I don't even know who that is.
She was in the last Iron Man movie.
Never saw any of them. I don't go and see superhero movies.
Iron Man's good. You would enjoy it. Robert Downey Jr.'s good.
I'm not 11 and I have things to do.
Okay, you can say the same thing about...
You're not 11 and you have things to do too.
What?
You were talking just a little while ago about how you have so much stuff to do you can't get on Twitter or anything
right.
like that.
But
this
you
is...
got time to go see Iron Man 2.
You know what that is? That is
and Thor.
Buy it on iTunes or rent it on iTunes and watch it on a plane. That's my time. Planes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I've taken airplanes wherever I've gone over the last 5 years, really. Jeremy Renner as Hawkeye.
From MASH?
Yes, he's now a superhero.
So he's leaving the Terry Dorsey morning show?
No.
God, what are his powers?
Probably to shoot the wheels off of everything. Country music.
And Taylor Swift as Hot Lips Houlihan. What, like at the tail end of all these superheroes is just kind of a mishmash of MASH characters.
Yes.
But the trailer was released today, and I got to tell you, I'm probably going to go see it.
Because you're stupid.
I know I am. And I like Robert Downey
Jr. You really are slow, you know that?
You're the simpleton. We've already been over that.
No.
Yeah, you are.
I don't fall for stuff like this.
Could this be...
He could not be less interested in a film.
Could this be one of those movies, though, that if it's decent... Like, Iron Man was decent. Got good reviews and everything. If it's decent like that, could it possibly make more money than any other movie out there? Because think about the people that will go see it over and over and over. Kids.
Yeah.
If it's not rated R. You got the Hulk in there, though, man. Love the Hulk.
Does this really have that kind of star power?
It stars, yeah, I just mentioned the following. It also stars Samuel L. Jackson, Gwyneth Paltrow, Stellan Skarsgård, Paul Bettany, Lou Ferrigno as the voice of the Hulk. What'd you say? Sam Jackson?
What's he going to be?
He runs the super secret company called S.H.I.E.L.D. that gathers all these superheroes together. I know it's stupid. You watch True Blood. Don't look at me that way.
You watch
we
it
too. We all watch True Blood.
I'm done with it, though.
All right? We're all into vampires and werepanthers.
Guess who deleted Dexter? I quit.
You know what? I still have not watched the first episode of Dexter.
I feel very good about my decision to quit Dexter.
Right?
Yeah.
See? You know what? Did you watch episode 2 yet?
About 20 minutes of it, and then I started watching, I don't know, football or something.
See, it's very liberating to just hit stop.
Yeah,
or
it's
whatever.
Cool.
I've done it on so many shows. Like Dirt and Hung.
Dirt. And Cougar Town.
Cougar Town, all those shows that you're into. That involves the penis or the boob cougars.
I quit Hung, too.
Is long gone.
Right.
Cougar Town is long gone.
Whatever.
You love Cougar Town.
But, you know, it is awesome. And then, you know what? When they don't show up on your DVR...
I watched it a couple times. That was it.
When they never show up in your DVR, you're not forced into watching them.
Yeah.
And that's it. It's over.
I record all these movies that I never watch, and movies and documentaries and stuff.
I would love for you to go home tonight, write down...
Everything that's in there?
The films that are on there, the movies that are on there.
All right.
That'd be actually a good little hardline field trip. Write down what's on your DVR. Everything that's on it right now. Everything right now.
All the time?
I have Cinemax, so I don't want to play this game.
What are you, taping Lady Chatterley's Lover?
What's that?
Seriously?
No, but there may be an episode of Busty Cops on there.
That counts. You have to write that down.
All right.
All of it.
I really don't have Cinemax. I was just doing comedy jokes.
I do. Busty Cops.
I swear to God, there's a show out there called Busty Cops.
There's a stripper out there called that, too.
Oh, when cops aren't good enough, we call Busty Cops. Because they'll get the job done.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Do another story.
Javier Bardem. The great Javier Bardem.
Read the story. I think I know where you're going with this.
Okay, go ahead. You can take over from here.
No, I don't. That drop needs to be deleted.
No, it doesn't.
It does, too. It does nothing except throw everything out of context.
Now, I'm out on this series of films because I missed the last one because the first one confused me too much. But there is a new James Bond film out, and the villain will be Javier Bardem.
Is he going to have that haircut from No Country?
That's the thing. Why don't they just incorporate...
Segur.
Yeah, Anton Segur.
Mm-hmm.
And he calls everybody friendo.
Is James Bond going to be black in this one?
Yeah, have we decided that?
No, he will be white. This is the last time what's-his-name's going to do it. Neil... Rackers, or whatever his name is.
Daniel Craig?
Yeah, Daniel Rackers. Craig.
Neil Rackers. You mean Daniel Craig, right?
Right. Not the kicker from the Cardinals. But I'll probably watch that just because I like that guy so much. And I think he's a good villain no matter what.
The first one that he did was good, then the next one was awful.
What was it? Oh, the Daniel Craig?
Yeah.
Yeah. This one, by the way, is going to be directed by Sam Mendes, who did American Beauty, correct?
Yeah.
So, they're, you know what? They need more credible directors when it comes to these movies. These crazy action movies. I think Sam Mendes could treat it well. What are you laughing at?
You.
Taylor Swift was named Billboard's Woman of the Year. Can you really be a woman when you're 21?
I'm a woman.
Or 61.
You know, don't you need a little more skins on the wall to be a woman?
You sure do.
21 is not a woman. She, let's see, is she the youngest ever? Yeah, she's the youngest artist to ever receive the honor. She spent the past... By the way, was this sold out, that show that she played at Cowboy Stadium? She filled that joint up like 75,000 people? Yeah, Reiner, tell me.
Hell, I don't know.
Tell him, Reiner.
Tell him, Reiner. I don't know.
Did you go?
No, I didn't go.
Fair question.
Would not, it's not.
Would it shock you if you learned that he was at Taylor Swift? Wouldn't
I'd like
a bit.
To see her.
Would not
shock
be a
me
bit.
One bit.
No.
I'd like to
That's
see her.
That's his type of show that he likes.
Mm-hmm. This is, you know, someone who followed Bette Midler around from 81 to 83. Beaches. Sandy beaches.
He has a Bette Midler football jersey.
That he alternates between that
the Celine Dion hockey sweater.
By the way, show of hands again. He has a Celine Dion hockey sweater. Mm. Still just one?
No,
he's
just
the only one still?
Still just him.
Wait, we got Michael Krennic. Do you have one?
I don't.
Oh, man. You're the only one?
You're the only man.
I don't have mine anymore.
What'd you do with it?
Gave it away.
To who?
His maid. His may, if you see a Mexican lady walking around with a Ticket Stock 95 shirt,
yes.
You know that she cleans Mike's house. Every bad t-shirt, or
yeah.
I'm sure he's got a couple of snakeware shirts that never ended up in my arms that he's given away. If you see an Indian lady riding a python.
Now that awesome snakeware.
You know she cleans Mike's house.
The beatific snake.
Right. So congratulations to Taylor. 2.5.
Whoa. Did you hear that?
Yeah. 2.5 men dropped in the ratings again, but it's still doing very well. Number one comedy in the world still.
Thank you, Mike, for the quarterback bowl t-shirt.
All right. It is 4:53 here on the ticket.